Study: Google searches remain biased in favor of Joe Biden against Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Republicans. By Alam Bokhari on September 28, 2023. A new analysis of Google search results pertinent to the next U.S. presidential election shows that the leftist tech giant still overwhelmingly favors the incumbent, Joe Biden, bearing results for his Democrat competitor Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and Republican presidential candidates on the second page. The study is the second from the Media Research Center, MRC, on this topic, with the first one, in August, showing similar levels of bias. The research shows that Google results are failing to reflect the choices and interests of American voters, showing results for candidates who are polling far behind the leading candidates. Even a search for Republican presidential campaign websites failed to display any of the front-running GOP candidates, with Donald Trump, Ron DeSantis, and Vivek Ramaswamy absent from the first page of results. From the Media Research Center, Democratic Party candidate Marianne Williamson's website somehow found its way onto the first page. So did Will Hurd, who has yet to garner enough support to make it to the debate stage. His website was the only Republican candidate's website to appear in the search results. His website came up as the third result, while the campaign websites of former President Donald Trump, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, Strive Asset Management co-founder Vivek Ramaswamy, former Vice President Mike Pence, former United Nations Ambassador Nikki Haley, Senator Tim Scott, RSC, and former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie were nowhere to be found on the first page of results. Populist Democrat candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., nephew of the 35th president, is also feeling the effects of big tech's well-documented bias against him. In searches for Democrat presidential campaign websites, RFK Jr.'s website was also missing from the front page of results, despite consistently polling as the number two candidate in the Democrat primary. Of all major tech companies, Google and its related companies seem most committed to maintaining a pro-establishment Democrat bias. While other tech companies, notably Elon Musk's Twitter/X, have claimed to relax some of the draconian censorship measures against conservatives, Google has ramped them up. YouTube, its video platform, recently doubled down on its COVID censorship policies and has repeatedly censored interviews with Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Just days after the 2016 election, Google executives in a panic company town hall meeting declared their intention to make the populist movement a blip in history. The full video of the meeting was later leaked to Breitbart News. In 2020, Breitbart documented Google making good on this promise, reducing the visibility of Breitbart News links in Google search results by over 95% compared to 2016. Alam Bokhari is the senior technology correspondent at Breitbart News. He is the author of #Deleted, Big Tech's Battle to Erase the Trump Movement and Steal the Election. Follow him on Twitter at Alam Bokhari.